Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. On the 12th of May this week, we had the Frost Moon here in South Africa. Just as there are names for full moons, for those in the global north, here we have different seasons, and so the Centre for Astronomical Heritage created some moons just for us. By May, most regions in South Africa are experiencing frost to some extent. The first frost of the year, covering lawns in ice crystals, icing up motorcar windscreens and putting a layer of ice crystals on fence posts, farm gates and anything else left outside overnight. It's a definite sign that winter has arrived. And another sign is that Scorpius is ascendant in the night sky, and it's there with the newly waning moon sitting right there, just before its claws, not too far away from my favourite star, called Zubin el-Ganoubi. Mars sets at 11:30, Jupiter not long after the setting sun, and to see Saturn, you'll have to wait for it to rise at 3:15 in the morning. Scorpius and Orion are on opposite sides of the night sky, and that is deliberately according to Greek myth, but Orion dominates the summer skies, and in winter, Scorpius rises earlier, and we are treated to its majesty for most of the night. And in Orion, we have that wonderful belt and the Great Nebula, a favourite for public stargazing. Well, Scorpius has its treats. It is resplendent in star clusters, as well as the globular cluster M4 sitting just above Antares, the red star in the middle of the Scorpion. What else can we see up there? Well, in Corona Borealis, the northern crown, predictably sitting there in the north late at night, and very visible as a distinctive C-shape, as it should be being a crown, there is a special star. At 3,000 light-years away, T Coronae Borealis, also known as the Blaze Star, brightens periodically, and it's due to put on a show. It last brightened in 1946, and astronomers initially predicted it would brighten again by September 2024, but actually it hasn't. It hasn't performed, so it's due. And the Blaze Star, like many in the sky, is a star system and is a recurring nova, which brightens due to an interaction between two stars in a binary system, one a red giant and one a white dwarf. Nova means new, or new star in Latin, so called because it describes how a previously dim star can suddenly reach prominent naked eye brightness in the sky. This star system, T Coronae Borealis, normally shines at a brightness of magnitude plus 10. Magnitude is the value astronomers use to describe the relative brightness of one celestial object as it appears from Earth compared to others. On the magnitude scale, the higher the number, the dimmer the object, which everyone admits is confusing. Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky, has a magnitude of -1.46. The full moon has a magnitude of -13. T Coronae Borealis is expected to jump to magnitude +2 during the nova event. It could be visible to the naked eye for several days and potentially visible for over a week through binoculars. So +2 isn't very bright at all. If the full moon is -13, then I think it's jumping from something like +10 to magnitude +2. So it's not usually visible without a telescope. Anyhow, after a few days, it will dim again and it could remain inactive for another 80 years, so now's your chance. You'll need to know the sky pretty well to spot the upcoming eruption of this star, which makes it all the more remarkable that its first recorded sighting dates back to the 13th century. So the red giant, slightly more massive than our sun, orbits the white dwarf in this particular star system every 227 days at a distance comparable to that between the sun and Venus. The white dwarf exerts an intense gravitational pull, slowly stripping hydrogen from its companion. This stolen material forms an accretion disk, which builds up pressure and heat over time. When the conditions reach a critical point, a thermonuclear explosion ignites, ejecting accumulated material into space in a spectacular nova event. Unlike a supernova, which destroys a star, this nova leaves the white dwarf intact, allowing the cycle to repeat in the case of this nova every 80 years. So there we have it. That's what's up in the night sky. Before it gets too cold, why don't you go out and have a look at the glorious night sky and see Scorpius there twinkling down at us. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.